Vice President Kwesi Emisa Arthur has cautioned microfinance companies to focus on their core operational mandate and avoid the temptation of competing with the commercial banks. He said the operation should be geared towards the growth of small and medium enterprises and not on the large corporate entities that have other sources of finance. Vice President Emisa Arthur gave the caution when he inaugurated the Golden Pride Savings and Loans Limited at Obuasi in the Ashanti region. He said the government has made the development of the financial sector a central element of its policy for alleviating poverty, Seth Eyar reports.
The Golden Pride Savings and Loans Limited is owned by the Ghana Mine Workers Union. It began operations in May this year and has already built total deposits of 2.2 million cedis as at August. Vice President Emisa Arthur said, as part of the government policy objective to reduce poverty, it has undertaken to strengthen the financial sector as one of the key components of advancing the Better Ghana agenda.
The SME sector is a very important source of value addition in our economy and therefore needs support. There has been a tendency for some savings and loans companies to attempt to compete with the commercial banks. You must know your niche. Your niche is the broad masses of the people who lack banking services. And I think that if you serve that segment of the market, you'll be doing a good job. The government has made the development of the financial sector a central element of the policy for alleviating poverty. This new focus on the financial sector is intended to ensure that the country is able to establish a financial system that offers opportunity for all Ghanaians to thrive in seeking for economic empowerment and improvement in the quality of their lives. The strengthening of financial institutions, professional development, as well as the creation of a congenial environment for the private sector to operate, forms a central theme of the government's economic objective.
Vice President Emisa Arthur asked the management and staff of the Golden Pride Savings and Loans Limited to be diligent and prudent in managing the finances of the company to achieve its target objectives.
You have to improve your risk management practices, minimize credit, operational and liquidity risks, so you have to hire, train and retain quality staff. It's talked about the IT infrastructure. Secondly, it is important that you develop and implement good corporate governance systems. And the loans that you give out, which is other people's savings, must be recovered. Thirdly, the focus of your operations should be geared towards the growth of the small, medium, micro enterprises sector.
The board chairman, Prince William Ankra, who is also the General Secretary of the Ghana Mine Workers Union, said the management, staff and board will be ethical and abide by the Bank of Ghana's guidelines to deliver good services to the satisfaction of their customers.
We will respect the regulators who abide by the rules of the game, and for heaven's sake, we will not detain anybody who wants to cut corners, because the regulator will not spare us. And again, ethical investment is what is critical in today's business landscape, not just the dubious characters here and there. So let's make sure that we are ethical in all that we do, and we trust that you abide by these benefits that the board lives in, and we hold accountable if you are not delivering.
The Bank of Ghana, in a statement, advised the savings and loans company to use ICT in its operations and also improve risk management practices. Seth Iyer, reporting for Radio Ghana.